All right, let's go ahead and jump back into it. Last time on Herding Dragons, you all recovered from finding out that you had not, in fact, captured, interrogated, and killed the Black Spider, but you, in fact, had captured and interrogated a doppelganger that looked like the Black Spider. And I think Sincerity put it best in that you thought you went 2 for 3 with killing Clark and getting the Black Spider, but and Melf got away, but really you only went 1 for 3. So you recovered from that a little bit, went back to Phandalin. You put Gundren into a mirror of life stealing for safekeeping / protective custody. You did that after you did confirm that it was indeed Gundren Rockseeker by making sure that he could understand something that was communicated that would have been, blocked out by the Astral Kraken. And turns out he's legit. So you threw him in your mirror for safekeeping. You then made your way out to Thunder Tree, where you all know that the lair of an ancient green dragon that used to be lovers with Halaster resides. And this said green dragon actually is supposed to be holding the remaining keys that you need to open the Vault of Spells in Wave Echo Cave, which Gundren Rockseeker can now lead you to. You all set off down the path, and it went from a wide, broad road and slowly became a very rickety, narrow, untrodden path deep, deep into the woods. And you eventually came upon a clearing where you did not find any sort of dragon or, you know, anything like that. But you did find the remains of a village had been inhabited by a bunch of hippies. Just hippies everywhere. They had, a pot smoking circle. They had a drumming circle. They had a hacky sack circle. They had all different types of circles spread out around this camp. But the circle that interested you all most was the leadership circle, in which Sincerity, pretending to be Mother Wind, in that he was invisibly flying, spoke to the leadership circle, thus pretending to be the wind, and asked about any information on a green dragon, to which the hippies could not give you any answers because they didn't know, or at least they told you they didn't know any location of the green dragon, but so distraught that they could not satisfy Mother Wind or the questions that were being asked of the Wind Mother, they decided to combine all of their independent hippie circles into one massive circle. And we just left off in that they had all formed into a massive circle. There is smoke, there is drum beats, there are hacky sacks flying in various different ways, not just from one person to another, but across the circle, with a bonfire in the middle, and as they just start rhythmically chanting to the Earth Mother to give them guidance so that they can meet the Wind Mother's needs. And that is when, in between the circle that they've created and the fire that they have started, the ground turns from grassy earth to a bubbling, roiling green circle of liquid, what you would imagine to be like poison, but it looks like Nickelodeon slime, just kind of bubbling up on the ground. The rhythm and the drumming just stop as the crowd of the hippies just, a sign from the Earth Mother. What does it mean? And they're all kind of like, they're all kind of like talking amongst themselves, kind of like trying to like, what do you think it is? What it means? What is everybody doing at this moment in time?
I think I was ritual casting detect poison disease. Did that finish?
I will allow it. And your, the detect poison disease, starts indicating for your Geiger counter for poison starts going off. And it looks like that it's pointing to that green bubbling circle in between the hippies and the fire.
Does it identify any, detect poisons, poisonous creatures, and diseases within 30 feet? Do I detect any creatures?
No, you don't detect any poisonous creatures. You do detect that this poison does not seem to be surface level. Your detect poison, like you kind of like you wave your hand, or like you're kind of like you're waving your sensor over it. And it looks like it goes deeper. It doesn't look like it's just kind of residing on the top of the grass.
I share that with the group. Is there a kind of poison to it?
I mean, without getting too technical, it would probably, I guess you do have
deadly toxin.
So hold on now. You have detect poison up. You don't have identify poison up. I think you're asking for
more. It says you can sense the presence and location of poisonous creatures, diseases, 30 feet. You also identify the kind of poisonous creature.
Oh, well, okay. Fine. All right. Fine. It's green dragon bile poison.
Oh my God.
Like, whatever. I don't know the technical poison of it's like.
It's been ages since I've had
this
a bath.
One's sick.
As a Gak will slowly reach out with
I share that via the group chat.
It's in slow motion. Gak is reaching for it.
Satch can hold their breath for 15 minutes.
Okay. Anybody? All right. Gak, you're reaching towards the poison. Still reaching.
Sincerity does the Willy Wonka. No, don't.
Hold me back.
No. Don't.
Gak, you're almost touching it and you're just looking back at him.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it.
And, even goblins know that shit looks, dangerous.
It looks sus. It smells, honestly, even to you, Gak, doesn't smell good. Not a pleasant smell all around.
Yeah, I'd rather bathe in, flower lily stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be showered in perfume.
Can I invoke my duplicity?
Sure. Yeah. Where do you want to? What's your purpose? Where do you want to do with them?
I was getting ready because something's going to happen. I just know.
Yeah. I mean, the hippies are kind of just, they're still talking amongst themselves. And they're just like the leadership council seems to have kind of like broken off onto its own little like sub, I don't know, like sidebar, I guess. But otherwise, it looks like the hippie community is very interested in this. This poison ring, and you actually start to see some of the lowbies like hacky sack players actually start to like kind of get closer to the wall, kind of like almost exactly what Gak was doing, but not looking back on their like to their friends, and like they're not like it's like one of them is like kind of walking out and like kind of getting closer to the actual poison, and they're like, "Yo, Chaz, what are you doing, man?" And he's like, "Man, I feel like, and he's holding the, like, hacking the sack as he's, like, starting to walk towards the poison. He says, "I just feel like it's, just something that's pulling my soul, And he, like, kicks the hacky sack into the poison, and it, like, and kind of, like, bubbles and, like, sinks down. And they're like, "Chaz, what the fuck, bro? That was, like, the good sack." And he's like, "I'm sorry, I must go." And Chaz, like, without taking anything off, just steps into the center of the circle, but like steps into the ring of poison. And he kind of gets, it's like probably like 10 feet around, like the actual poison width. And he probably gets about halfway through it. And he just kind of stands there. And you can see his, like, he wasn't wearing shoes. His feet just start to like sizzle, and he just starts to like sink in the ground. And he's like, "This feels nice. Feels righteous." And he just like slowly like disappears under the ground, and then like you everybody's kind of turned and looked at this, and the leadership council's like, "Okay, what the fuck was that? Is he okay?" And the Chaz's friends are just kind of like looking around like, "No, Chaz can't swim. He's never been able to swim." And then like, "Oh, are you guys doing anything?"
"It is the happening."
About 30 seconds later, someone from the drum circle stands up. They throw their drum in, and they do something very similar to Chaz.
30 minutes later?
No, 30 seconds later.
30 seconds?
Yeah.
Should we stop them from melting?
Go ahead.
I was going to ask if I noticed any kind of mind control kind of stuff.
Make me a perception check.
Any orbs, perhaps?
Are you doing detect magic?
Don't have that one.
I'll cast that with my wand.
Okay.
Do get a 19 on my perception check.
Okay, 19 on your perception. Titanius, are you waving your wand?
Yep.
Okay. Anybody else can make perception checks if you would so like. But Titanius, you don't detect any magic. With your 19 perception check sincerity, you actually see that they don't look like they're dissolving like Wicked Witch of the West style. It looks like they're sinking or like descending. Titanius, with that 25, 18. That's pretty good. 18 for Satch, you see the same thing sincerity did. You notice that they're not melting. Gotcha. They're just sinking. 25's pretty good. I want to give you something a little bit more than noticing that they're not perishing when they go. Actually, yeah, that's it. As they're sinking down, even though you see like their clothes like sizzle, these people are not the two that you've seen go in, Chaz and unnamed cultist number 3, are not experiencing any pain. At the very least, they're not showing any visible signs of stress or pain or hurt of any kind. And the leadership council is starting to get a little bit worried, and you hear a Willow whisper when she says, don't worry everybody, the vibe is still chill. We figured it out. We communed with the Earth Mother, and she is upset that we stopped our offering. We stopped our celebration. We stopped our circles. So everybody, please, let's get the giant circle going. And you know, these people have no reason to doubt their leader. So they start like the drumming starts up again, and like they start passing the duchy on the left hand side. They start hacking the sack back and forth, and it looks like you watch this for a second. Nobody else breaks the circle to go into the poison, and they just kind of keep playing. A minute goes by. Nobody. It seems that whatever was happening has stopped since they've continued to play, or just continued to circle.
Can we send an exploratory probe into the poison puddle?
Absolutely. Please describe this probe.
I can throw my familiar in there, I guess.
I was going to say sincerity doesn't have a familiar, but I know some of us do.
I will do it.
And if it's
my familiar, will.
And on the same plane of existence, see through its eyes?
No, I don't have any of that.
100 feet for the familiar.
It's 100 feet and I can see through its eyes, yeah.
Okay. I think the element of stealth around the cultist is something that doesn't seem to be needed at this time. Like, they saw Gak, which is a brand new person thing to them. Really, and they didn't have like their concerns seem to be moreover two of their people sank into this sap of poison, and they don't really know what's going on. So I guess, where is everybody right now? I know when we left off, Sincerity was invisible pretending to be the wind, but where is everybody? Gak has established himself as almost touching the poison.
I was invisible and sneaking, but I imagine, okay. I don't remember what it was. I imagine I have to roll it again.
Yeah, let's reestablish that. Go ahead and give me a stealth check with advantage. Loyalty, where are you?
Oh, I think
if you're invisible, you get advantage.
Much better. Yeah, 22 rather than rather than 13.
That's way better. And loyalty, what are you doing?
I am not standing close to the poison.
Okay, good to know.
Probably hanging out close
to my brother. Can I move away from the poison after establishing that I don't?
Yeah. You can. You kind of like, you get outside of the drum circle, or the we'll call it the mega circle. That's all the hippie circles combined. And then Titanius, you did a duplicate. But where are you in your duplicate as well?
I'll be kind of near the council because I wanted to see if there was any magic on High Willow or whatever her name is.
Willow Whisperwind?
Yeah.
Or no. Okay, Willow Whisperwind and Whisper Willowwind are actually two different people, but they get confused a lot.
The one that was like the leader or acting.
That's Willow Whisperwind because she whispers with the wind. Whisper Willowwind is kind of obnoxious.
It spells her name with a Y.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. And she's
all the eyes are wise. All the eyes wise.
She's actually over in the drum circle. And she's the one that's kind of looking around at everybody, like, am I doing it right? Is this good? Really?
She's offbeat.
Offbeat, yeah. Anyway. What were we doing? You guys were just kinda hanging out, watching the hippies do their thing. Oh, you're going to send a probe down, I think?
I was going to send my familiar down.
Okay. What is your familiar?
It's a bat. Okay. So it's going to have to, like, I guess, hold its breath. It's like, how long can you hold your breath? It's equal to your constitution. But I'm sure it's like, I hope it's not minus one. Give me a second while I look it up. I should have it on my character sheet, actually.
Bat?
Yeah.
60 foot blind sight, pass perception 7.
What's its con?
What's its con?
Eight,
con.
I am not gonna send it down. Hopefully somebody else has a better familiar. I don't know. It's just gonna go in and die. It won't even last a minute.
Okay. Interesting. I just found a Wikipedia answers. How long can a bat survive submerged underwater? Which I think is pretty relevant to this situation. The answer from a Wikipedia user, which is, again, the only source that I have on bats being able to hold their breath. Most bats would drown in a couple of minutes. They're not aquatic animals, so they can't breathe underwater. In case you didn't know.
They're not going to sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
A couple minutes. Wow.
I know.
Yeah, it's so longer than I thought. I won't last a couple minutes.
All right. Yeah, I have no, I'm not, I don't, this seems like a person that just answered. Bats, another animalquestions.org. I'm sorry, I'm just reviewing this real quick. Did not expect to have to research this really quickly, but under observation, naturalists in the field seem to support the fact that some bats have been able to known to swim in stressful situations, although this is not a normally part of their normal behavior. No bats, however, have been observed holding their breath underwater.
You could have a poisonous snake as a
but I can't cast the spell. Like somebody did again, like we did the little ring shuffle thing. So what I'm gonna do is summon beast at the lowest level possible, which I think is like level 2. It could be level 1. And I'm gonna summon it's not the hawk, it can also be aquatic. So it's an aquatic animal and it has water breathing, and just in case, like it'll probably die anyway if it's poisoned, but I want it to be able to survive if it's not going to die. So I'm going to summon like a little octopus.
Okay.
Resist the urge to eat it and just toss it in there.
All right. Gak, take an
I turn visible when that happens.
I don't know if everybody saw Gak's post in the chat, but it I am crying. Just a little bat saying, don't drown me. Okay. All right. So you send your octopus down. How many hit points does an octopus have?
Well, it's the familiar spell, or not the familiar spell, sorry, the summon beast spell. Give me one second while I hit the button on my
device. Can anyone give it temporary hit points?
I believe you can, yeah, because it's a creature. Second level.
Possess the ability to do that.
Yeah.
Armor class 11. What were you asking? It's how many hit points?
Land. Looks like it's 30. Yeah, I see that. And looks like it would have a swim speed of 30 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A bestial spirit manifests. And can you see through this one's eyes?
No.
Mm.
But if it just dies, then I'll be like, okay, well, I'm not going to set my familiar in. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
no,
really what it is. I'm just giving myself a buffer.
I gotcha. Yeah, you summon this little octopus and you huck it into the poison ring, and it just kind of sits like as it splishes into the poison and sits there for a second, and then. And it starts sizzling, but again, it doesn't look like distressed. It's kind of just lazily like flopping around, and it starts to slowly sink through this poison, this green goo.
Interesting. I'm gonna throw my bat at it and tell it to grab the bat.
Oh wait, tell the octopus to grab the bat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So as it's
sinking, the bat like a batarang.
As it's sinking down, the octopus like holds up a tentacle, and the bat flies into it. Okay.
Exactly. I like batarang it, you know, like I like throw it and then it like, the, you know, I would like to imagine it spinning like the, you know, I don't know.
Okay. And how far can you see through your familiar's eyes?
Familiar, it's 100 feet.
Okay. And your bat wouldn't have any way to see through this poison. So it's this, does it have blind sight?
No. Once it gets to, it does have blind sight. So I'm not sure, but it's based on echolocation. I'm not sure if it gets sonar in the water.
I don't think it would. I don't know. Okay, but either way, you have 100 feet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I will. You basically you're familiar. This poison isn't liquid. It's like more gelatinous than anything.
Okay.
So that's why, like, when they first, like, you can walk onto it, and then it's when you stop your momentum, that's when you've noticed things starting to sink down into it. So you're familiar, your octopus starts sinking down, down, down.
The octopus speed it up a little bit, so that way, you know, that bat doesn't drown on the way down.
Yeah, that's fine. Takes it as far as it can.
It's not like a full liquid.
It's fine, yeah. You make it at, I'll say, 95 feet. You can see that this, for all intents and purposes, it's at 100 feet, but just for the sake of dialogue, I'm letting you know that your familiar, right as your familiar connection cuts out, you see a picture of, like, a cave opening. Like, it got through the goo.
I'll pocket dimension it as soon as it hits that, as soon as the connection breaks.
And then, boom, bring him back. You're back. Breathing heavily.
I give it a bug, like a beetle.
You share that?
I tell everybody, yeah, of course. Yeah, I tell everybody there's like a cave down there, but it's like 100 feet.
Oh. Nobody else has made their way into, nobody else from the circle has, like, kind of jumped into the goo.
I'll walk over into the circle.
Sorry, Paul, you were saying you were investigating Willow Whisperwind. Sorry, I kind of glossed over that.
Oh, I was just going to see if she detected any magic.
She is the leader. Well, let me look at her stat block. One second. Sorry, it's loading a little slowly. She is emanating a little bit of magic. Just a little bit of it's transfiguration magic. A little bit of transfiguration magic just kind of all over her body. Just like every little inch of Willow Whisperwind is just emitting a little bit of transformation magic.
And she doesn't detect poison as a poisonous creature?
Nope.
Okay.
Make me an Arcana check real quick.
Yeah, 23.
Nice. Okay. This one's the money shot. Okay, so, Titanius, in this moment, you put a couple things together. One, you did learn before you came out here that green dragons are master shapeshifters. Also, master manipulators. You come to realize that your poison, detecting poison, you know, is mainly focused on the poisonous ring that's appeared at your feet. And it didn't trigger for Willow Whisperwind. But when you did the detect magic, Willow Whisperwind, you know, shone for a little bit of transfiguration magic. So putting those two things together, you believe that a green dragon using any sort of shape change spell would not register as a poisonous creature because it was under the effects of a magical shape change, which would present itself in a detect magic. Because right now, technically, with an at 20, you found the green dragon. Congratulations. This person is pretending to be a leader of the cult. And you circle in on it. Maybe you saw her tail a little bit. I don't know. But yeah,
green scale under her sleeve or something.
Yeah, you put two and two together, like, because the detect the transfiguration magic of whatever kind would essentially stop this green dragon from being a poisonous creature for the duration that it's under the transfiguration magic. So yeah, what are you guys doing? You said you were gonna walk out onto the poison, right?
Well, now that I see that she's transmuted and that's her, I was thinking maybe that dragon was down in the thing, but if that's her right there, then I don't know if I want to go in there. I don't know. Someone should cast Dispel Magic on her, I think.
You want to piss off a dragon?
Did someone say piss on a dragon?
I have the spell, my god. You know, if
Seth speaks Draconic.
Yeah, Sincerity has the poetry that we worked on together.
Mm-hmm. DC 30. Get most dragons in the right state of mind, I would say.
He'll, So we don't want to let the dragon know that we know that they're the dragon.
I'm going to say that's probably a smart idea. You guys are just, is this in all in Riri's, I would imagine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Either we...
What if I just start practicing my dragon poetry, like in anticipation of finding or meeting this dragon, and not as though it is like immediately here in the room next to us?
Okay, so the circle, the mega circle is going on right now. So what I'm hearing is your contribution to the mega circle is your dragon poetry.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, All right. So you kind of step up. I assume you'd kind of want to do this near within earshot of Willow Whisperwind, knowing that she is the dragon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Titanius, I'm assuming you let everybody know your detect poison, your detect magic, what you think's going on. Okay. All right, Sincerity. So you start reading your DC 30 dragon poetry.
Yep.
Okay. It's DC 30 since you've pre-practiced. You actually, last session took some time out to actually kind of study it. So your performance is flawless. You've maybe even practiced it a few times in front of the crew. The rest of the circle continues as normal, but the leadership circle and Willow Whisperwind, they're all looking at you, but Willow Whisperwind in particular is making eye contact with you. And it's in this moment that you realize how extraordinarily green her eyes are. As you continue to recite your dragon poetry, it's long prose, right?
Yeah, no, it's pretty involved. We spent a day on.
Okay, yeah, it just good old you throw it around, you get a little Ralph Emerson in there, and Willow Whisperwind is looking over at you, and you can see that there is a single tear in her eye just coming down, and she all of a sudden puts her hands up and she proclaims, "Stop, everyone! Stop with your various circle activities. This newcomer, this angel, this voice of the wind has come to us and spoken such lovely words. I would like everyone to hear it again as I..."
And she kind of beckons you for you to continue as she's speaking. So you're doing your thing. She's doing her thing. She's standing up. She says, "I worry for the fate of our two brothers that have gone into the circle."
And you're just you're reading dragon poetry. I say,
she says, "I think it would only be fitting." "What kind of leader am I? It would only be fitting that I join them with whatever fate that they went to. As leader of the Elixir Enclave, I will go forth and I will try and rescue them. And if not, then I was never meant to lead you in the first place."
And it's around this time that she's kind of putting her hands up and she's walking out into the goo. And she's kind of just, she stopped walking and her momentum has arrested and she's just slowly sinking into the goo.
"Your words have moved me, newcomer, brother. I hope that we..."
And she just sinks into the muck, into the goo.
I'll follow her.
Okay. Titanius, you go out and you sit on the, start standing on it, wait for your momentum to arrest.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody else?
Satch also.
Okay. Anybody else? Everybody's running on. It's goo time.
Sincerity and loyalty will join in goo time.
Okay.
I'm not really feeling like goo time.
Okay. Wait at the surface, Gag.
Why? Yeah.
Well, luckily, you're shorter. So when everybody runs out onto the goo, it takes them a while to actually shrink, start sinking down. So you have some time to actually jump out there and you'd still be kind of level with them. Cannonball.
Yeah, I'll begrudgingly join them, but I don't like this goo.
Okay. All right, everybody.
I'd much rather be in Gwyneth Paltrow's bedroom. Goop, not goo.
Goop.
Get the candle.
Okay, so it is 100 down. You guys start sinking in. Yeah, as you guys start sinking in, that sizzling, you hear that same sizzling effect. But unfortunately, none of you drank your potions of poison resistance, and you start sinking down, and you start to feel burning. This is poison, and it is burning you, and you are sinking. You probably noticed this before you're fully engulfed. So what is everybody doing? As you start to feel poison damage, and I'll say everybody standing on it takes 3 poison damage as you do start sinking down.
Is my octopus dead?
No.
Okay. I tell my octopus to come back out and I get off the poison. So my octopus comes back to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to unfold my, portable hole and mm-hmm. go in there, hold my breath for 15 minutes, have somebody else close it and have my octopus carry it down.
All right, who's closing the portable hole around Satch?
I'll cast.
My familiar can.
I'll cast. I'll cast protection.
Okay.
On myself.
How many people? Okay.
On yourself.
And,
okay.
And if anybody wants to jump in the hole, I'll bring us down.
Sincerity and loyalty will jump in the hole, I guess.
Oh, okay. Satch, you're getting some hop-alongs.
Sounds good. We all jump in.
I'm jumping in too. I don't like this goo.
Okay, you're all jumping into this.
Don't worry, I power it with the controller. It is the high quality. Don't worry.
You can read Logitech. Okay. Titanius, your resistance. I guess you're just gonna hold the portable hole and go down.
Yeah, well, I'm immune right now, so.
Oh, okay. How are you immune? Oh, are you already resistant?
Oh yeah. I guess it just gives you resistance. I thought it gave you. I'm already resistant, so now I have 2 resistance plus advantage on saving throws versus poison.
Okay, so a half of a half. That works. I'll give you a half of a half. You're almost immune, but not quite.
That's fine.
Okay. You start sinking down. Everybody else bypasses the poison with their stupid portable hole. Super smart. Good job. Way to get past my poison elevator trap with taking very minimal damage. So actually that would be 35 points of damage halved would be...
Is there a saving throw?
Nope. You are pushing yourself through some poison. Okay. Half of 35 would be 18. Half of 18 would be 9. So it's Titanius for 100 feet of poison. You only take 9 damage.
Okay.
It's not too bad. And then you start, you get to the end of this, I guess we'll call it a goo elevator. It's basically the goo is gelatinous enough that it just kind of slowly sink through it. Once you get to that 100-foot mark, there is no longer goo, and it is now a 100-foot free fall. What are you doing, Titanius?
I will fly down.
Move it out.
Or I can just feather fall if I can't get my carpet out.
Let's see. Give me a quick sleight of hand to pull your carpet out as you're falling down.
34?
Yeah, that'll do it. As you're falling, like you quickly realize you're in a free fall. You do a quick scanner with your... You have dark vision, right?
Yep.
Okay, a quick scanner. 100 feet down is the ground approaching fast. You open up your chest cavity, pull out your, your little magic carpet of flying, arrest your fall. Or I guess you jump on it in your free fall and then you kind of pull out of the dive, taking no damage from my free fall trap. But I have then made it into Gubium. Can you all wait? Hold on, your probably characters aren't on the sheet yet. Mm-hmm. Let me put you all out here really quickly as you touch down. Satch, Gag, Loyalty, Sincerity, Titanius. Okay, I think that is everybody. Can you all see?
Yes.
Cool. Well, you all of you inside of the portable hole do not see anything until Titanius lets you out. But
I open it up once we get to get down to the ground.
Perfect. So you get down, you find yourself in a cave-like atmosphere. It's very temperate, very not cold, not warm. It does smell acrid in here. Very, very horrendous, very noxious. And as you kind of touch down, a voice just kind of emanates from everywhere but nowhere all at once. And it says,
good job. You found my lair. What brings you here and how can I help you?
Greetings. Did you say good gob?
No, I said good job. Sorry, I've got a lot of phlegm in my throat. It's from, poison breath. So, anyway, I thought it was super fun up there. I thought I had you guys. Thought I had you fooled. Started reading the dragon poetry and making icon direct main prolonged eye contact. I knew that the jig was up, so I didn't go down here. But yeah, okay. Well, you found me. Welcome to my lair. And again, this is just like everywhere and nowhere at the same time. You had to have some sort of reason to seek you for to be the wind. Okay, I get it. Cultists are stupid, but like Okay, those hippies are pretty stupid up there, but I'm not stupid.
Are you eating the cultists, like, when they come down here?
No. They're used. Have you ever heard the term useful idiot? They're just kind of like my chauffeur. They kind of bring me stuff. They massage my corns after a long day of manipulating, you know. My dogs get a little barking, and I just need, you know, like, their little hands kind of get in there and all their little crevices.
I wasn't even going to judge if you were eating them. I was just going to say, great job. Like, they bring themselves down here.
Yeah, no. I'm actually a vegetarian. I kind of like giant Underdark mushrooms are my favorite. And, you know, honestly, a giant oak tree has a lot of fiber and benefits to your system, so.
I just want to say that if it wasn't for, you know, your excellence and your cleverness, I would have had him.
Did you really mean it?
Everything I said.
Yeah, all those nice things you said up there.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh my god, I know I'm a green dragon, but I was red in the cheek. I haven't been talked to that like that in years.
Yeah. I lean into the party, man. He's got away with the girls.
And they continue talking. And, you know, I've heard the stereotypes of, you know, the little two-legged men that walk around and play their instruments. They have a fancy for, you know, my kind of body type. I've heard the rumors. I know why you're here.
Well, sincerity's better. He actually has three legs.
Oh, my God. That might be the best endorsement I've ever heard. Well, if that's why you've come down here, just come claim your prize. But otherwise, I don't want to presume. That would be rude of me.
I meant everything I said. I wrote that poem just for you.
Aww.
All 120 stanzas of it.
Oh, my God. I think you only got through, like, 90. It kept going?
Yeah, there was a little more left. You got the good bits, though.
Okay, all right. Well, yeah, I definitely got the good bits. What you were telling me was just, oh.
But we're actually adventurers on a quest, and we're trying to get to the Forge of Spells, and we believe that.
I'm sorry. The what?
We think that
got a headache or something.
Yeah, I shouldn't have spoke Eldritch at you like that.
It's all right. You can talk dirty to me all you want. It's just I'm not used to getting nauseous. You know, it's like, whoa, this is a new feeling for me. Green Dragon.
We think that Halastair left some keys in your care.
As you say that name, you keep that no good two time and dirty son of a bitch's name out of your mouth. That man treated me to a summer of love and then never ever called me back. Even after I sent him the test results, and he just still nothing, just didn't say anything. And yeah, no, I know the keys that he gave. You're talking about, but I'm sorry if that's why you've come here. I can't oblige. Because those are my children's birthright. They are the only thing that they will have to remember their father by, because he hasn't visited in years, and he's never taken any interest in his children.
I haven't spent... I mean, everyone's heard of Halastair. We did
spend... Yeah, no, everybody's time. Heard of Halastair. Everybody's heard of him. Yeah, everybody's heard of him, but have you heard about all the shitty things he does? He makes you fall in love with him? And then he breaks your heart.
I do feel like he has at least indirectly tried to kill me at least more times than I can count on one hand.
Yeah, I've heard that story before, buddy. You know, every old venture comes, oh yeah, no, I did battle with Halastair. Yeah, look at this scar. He shot a magic blast at me. It just missed me. Bullshit. I don't believe it.
Sincerity's gonna pull out his Halastair t-shirt and say, like, I almost got killed by Halastair, and all I got was this t-shirt.
Alright, make a persuasion with advantage, since you're pulling out the t-shirt.
I also have an Undermountain Halastair shirt that I will donate to the cause.
So, you know who has the Halastair shirt? Miriam.
It was Miriam's, in fact.
Had. Oh, no. Miriam's would have...
No, I haven't written down. Oh, that's true.
Him and all of his possessions, except for magical items, were disintegrated. I'll say, who has that ring? Who has the ring with Miriam's soul in it?
It's in the whatever.
I think loyalty. I remember getting the offer to resurrect Miriam.
Well, I have his locked crystal phone, and I have 2 teaspoons of Miriam dust.
And his soul. I think Sincerity had the ring because he kind of. I remember him attuning with it.
Oh, yes, I remember this well.
All right. Just establishing who has ownership of the one ring. And all right, so persuasion check with advantage.
I got a 33.
33, pretty good. Be like, oh, you seriously got a t-shirt? He gives out those t-shirts if you do battle with him, or like you've engaged with him. Okay, could you bring them to me?
Absolutely, and Sincerity will approach the ancient green dragon.
Yeah, and like I forgot to mention, there's like a low level of like kind of fog, like just kind of everywhere, just hovering at your feet. And as you say absolutely, it kind of this fog kind of separates a little bit and kind of clears a path in front of your feet, heading deeper into the cave.
Yeah, deeper. Sincerity will approach.
Okay. You start approaching, and it's mostly dark here, but as you start to approach where you can see the mist clearing, there is this underlying kind of greenish glow, and you kind of hear this gurgling and general bubbling sound about the room. As you step out onto a precipice, a peninsula, if it will, or an isthmus. I think it's an isthmus? No, maybe a peninsula. You step out onto the peninsula overlooking this poisonous lake, and you can see this giant, ancient, rather bulbous-bellied green dragon laying on a rock as if it were sunbaking out in the middle of this giant poison lake. And you know how dogs kind of are like licking themselves? Like they lift up their lower leg and they're like licking, like cleaning their lower belly. It's like she's doing that. And then like as you like enter into the room, she says, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't think you were approaching that quickly. Let me." And she kind of puts her legs down and sits in more of like a dignified passion. She says, "Of whom do I have the pleasure of speaking to?"
I'm Sincerity, no last name.
with all the things you were telling me upstairs, I hope you are Sincerity, or at least Sincere. But let me hold up your shirt, darling. Let me see.
Sincerity will hold up his t-shirt.
And you can kind of see her squint from the like rocky island. She actually like kind of pulls out like little like binoculars that like kind of frame her eyes. She says, "Okay, I went to Undermountain, did battle with Hallister, and all I got was this lousy black cloak." "Oh, that's funny. That's really funny. Is he still a bastard, you know?" "Okay, all right. Maybe you do have something. But listen, I like you. I like how you talk. I like those things that you were saying to me up there. But listen, I just can't. I can't give you those keys. They're my children's birthright, you know."
"What if we traded you something else?"
I mean, if you're trying to, listen. Let me tell you where I'm coming from, because I'm always up for a negotiation, you know? Okay, listen, I'm a single mother with a large litter of children, and their father is an absolute deadbeat and is not in the picture. These are the only things, these are like gold bars. Like, it's like if magical Bill Gates left you with a bunch of gold bars, you're like, no, these are the one thing that I have to provide for my children for their future, other than this giant poisonous cave that they can use for safekeeping that most things can't get into. But other than that, like those rocks, those shaped rocks, those keys, those are the only things that my children are going to have to remember their father by. And I don't even know what the fuck they do, but he's a supremely magical being, but God be, you know, worth something. I guess I'll be open to a trade. What are you thinking?
What would be something? Do you want something that's like more representative of their father? Because those things don't really represent him, you know?
No, listen, I don't care if it's representative of, I care that these things, I know these things are magical, and I know that these things are important, and therefore, I should give them to my children.
What if I told you those things are a key to getting back at Hallister.
Well, then that just sounds like a lockbox.
That's our goal. And that's what we're trying to get back at him.
Okay. I'm listening.
The chance to get in on the ground floor. Actually, I think this is mine that we're going to. So it's actually like sub basement level, the ground floor of an exciting magical opportunity.
Okay, go on. I like the. This is not something like Scentsy or something like that, because I did have
so,
to.
So it no. It's not like a reverse wealth funnel or anything like that.
Yeah, not an MLM, right?
No. It's
no.
Of course, that's exactly what an MLM would say.
Yep. No. But you know, you gotta ask these questions.
Yeah.
I also am the single mother. And I am having the babies also, and I pull out like a little flap of like leather, and there's like drawings of my children, and I say okay. In Draconic, it's like, yeah, I'm just that I say that in Draconic, you know.
Okay, what are the drawings I of trust your children them doing?
You know, eating other non-lizard.
Okay, gotcha.
Entities.
Oh my God, you're a single mother too. Oh my God,
it is so hard.
It's so hard. It's so hard. It's just us. I don't know how many. I can't even count them anymore. How many you got?
7 when I left them. Maybe 6 when I get back.
Oh my God. That, you know, such is life though, right?
Oh yes, they're strong. Oh, they have their forearms.
My babies are very strong.
And I show off my forearms.
Oh my God. Look at you. You get to work out. You're a single mother and you can still look like that. Oh my God. Listen, I had
yes,
so
we
many.
Can.
Look at. She just kind of gestures to her bulbous form. She's like, look at me. My children have ruined my body. And like, look at you. Like, I guess Satch isn't as buff as they were before. But they're still pretty buff. Be like, you gotta give me your workout routine or something.
I try to eat one human person a day.
Oh,
you know,
see,
not the one that is what? Not the one that is the friend. They're the not meat.
I get that. See, I don't eat meat. I can't do it, you know. I just can't. Feels wrong.
Have you tried the impossible human?
Oh, doppelgangers? Yeah. No, they're real. They're actually pretty tasty. But that's not, again, that's not real meat, though, right?
No, it's not.
Well, listen, I'm open to, I want my future children to be set for life. And I know that whatever you said they were keys. See, I didn't even know what they were. I just know that they're very important for something. And I know that, you know, Hallister wouldn't have asked me to watch them for eternity if it wasn't important.
So you don't know what these keys are for. So right now they're just the physical value of some shiny magic tokens.
Yeah, but I do know that they're important to something. I mean, for
they
example,
are.
You came here specifically asking for them.
We are hot on the trail on what they are for. So we can't explain it to you because it just gives people these headaches.
I got real been rewatching Parks and Rec, and for some reason you saying that, it gave me vibes of Sewage Joe, like, and you know, if you're looking to buy some weed, I am also looking to buy some weed. When you're like, and we are very close to also figuring out what they're for. Oh man. Sorry, I didn't mean to be really.
Speaking of Satch is very simple and it just is going to think of the best solution for a single mom who's struggling is meth. And Satch is gonna offer the meth dagger. this will give you the haste. So that way it will solve all of your problems.
Okay, I'm going to try to work that. I'm going to work that into the episode title somehow. Best tips for single mothers. Meth. Oh, man. Okay, do you seriously offer this meth to the dragon?
Yeah. I read it in Good Lair Keeping.
Oh, my. Is that a self-defense dagger? Is it?
Yes, but it makes you the fast, so you can run around and you get the food. But you're not really hungry, so you get the food to your kids.
But you're not really hungry.
Oh my God, that is a very accurate description. She's like, okay,
I'll give you one.
Your lair will never be so clean.
Yeah, I'll give you one. I'll give you one for that. That sounds good. Just huck it into the pond or into the water.
I put it in a little baggie and tie it off and throw it in the
It like
um So, we're offering to turn this into a real tangible asset. You give us the keys now, we will give you some of the treasure, proceeds, profit that we find.
Oh yeah, okay, keep talking. She like jumps, like kind of slithers into the water, but again, she's kind of big. She's a big girl. And she kind of like just less slither and more like belly flops, kind of uncoordinatedly into the water, and she says, okay, all right, ground floor, onto the whatever's in whatever these keys open up. She's okay, and you can kind of like, it sounds like she's rummaging around in like her pantry or like a storage room, but like underneath the water. Okay, I thought I left him over here. He's just Jeremy, did you move mommy's things again? You just hear. Oh, okay. Here's one. And she brings up a gem that is in the shape of like an amethyst crescent moon. He says, "Here you go. This one. I think this one would. I could trade this one for the shiny dagger. You know, the self defense stick. But okay. All right. So I think the problem with your future investment is that I don't have any capital up front, you know, like I don't have any guarantee that my children's future, like I'd be giving away the farm for like the hopes of a payday in the future, and I have no real guarantee on a payday. But like this single mom, she gets it. She like, she gave me something, I give her something. It's a bartering system, you know, and single mothers got to look out for each other. And she like winks at you, Satch.
I lick my eye.
It's hot out there.
What if we give you like a deposit?
All right. You know, it's gotta, I'll take collateral. It's gotta be something worthwhile, you know, cause like if you don't come back with my, you know, investment, then I'm out. And so at least I can keep the collateral, you know?
How about a receipt of IU for the 10 Xanathar eye stocks worth 50,000 gold pieces signed by Vajra Blackstaff?
You trying to pay me with an IOU to a place that I don't even never even been to?
Just asking.
No.
We weren't sure if the name Blackstaff carried any weight out here.
No, can't say it does. Listen, I'm a single mom. I don't have time to play politics, even though manipulating is one of my politics is one of my favorite pastimes.
How would you feel about a wand of protection from fire as a piece of collateral?
I mean, I would consider it a part of the way towards a piece of collateral. Listen, how about you guys just start throwing stuff in a pile, and I'll let you know how many gems that I think that they're worth. I just gave you one. I think I got five left.
Ring of force resistance.
Okay, so we got the ring of fire, or the wand of fire protection, and you got the ring of force resistance.
Out of disguise.
Alright, yeah, what else you got?
Sentinel shield.
Empty out your pockets, come on.
Dagger of binding. It's a wand of binding, but it's a dagger.
Oh, that's
also
a nice
plus
one.
Two halberd.
Okay. Like you're just like clang, 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 as you guys are just like kind of throwing stuff into the pile.
I have a quiver of Aluna, so I actually have a whole bunch of weapon stuff in there.
I've got an infernal dagger.
Okay. Actually, this is getting pretty significant here. Let's just go down.
She
the
should
line.
Dig the infernal dagger because it does that poison, that heavy poison damage with like the. Dude, that is like right up her alley. I'm just saying.
Okay. Here, let's do this one at a time because if you do actually come through with your deal, I'll have to give all this stuff back. Okay, so Gak, is there anything that you're throwing into the pile for collateral to try and get some of these keys from the Green Dragon?
I have an Ifriti chain.
Okay. Can I get rid of it?
Mm. I do have a handgun.
Okay.
I will get rid of the Ifriti chain. I don't need to walk on lava or magma thing.
Okay. And again, if you come through with your deal, you get all this stuff back. And the deal is that you're going to give her a bunch of treasure from whatever's inside the vault. Okay.
Do we just trade? Or is she willing to trade for this?
I mean, we'll see with at the end of the list with what we're at. If like, you know, if this is actually suitable and you don't want this stuff, we might have enough for a trade. We'll just have to see. Okay, so I got this nice chain. I think it's a wallet chain.
I also have a sculpture that I've been making out of boogers in my free time.
I do not want that. Get that out of my house.
It's like, you know, the Virgin Mary little statue. Gary.
Oh my god, I would ask that. That's very funny. I would ask that you leave that at the door.
Well, of course Gary's a virgin.
All right, so the Ifriti chain. Satch, what are you throwing in?
Plus two halberd, the meth dagger, or the bump, as well as there was something else I threw in. Give me a second while I look at my stuff.
You know, I got a couple handfuls of pure arcane meth rocks I'll throw in there, along with Garthox meth.
Hey, everybody, let's make a trade. Here, you take all of our illicit substances.
Dagger of binding. That was the other thing. It's basically a wand of binding, but it's a dagger.
Now we just call the cops on the dragon.
For all this illegal shit. Yeah.
The dragon has. Oh, man.
Okay, all right. All right, so moving down the line. Sincerity, what are you throwing in?
Sincerity will throw in his... And he does want to get this stuff back because he likes his infernal dagger, but he'll put that on the pile along with an immovable rod.
Okay.
And a handgun. It's not magical, but it is a gun.
All right. Oh, is yeah. Is it nickel plated? Okay. Is that a gun? You brought a gun into my home? That's fine. At least you declared it. Okay. All right. Handgun. Is loyalty going to drop anything?
Oh, let me see.
How about, this is a legendary item, Ring of Spell Turning.
Okay. You want to throw that one in the pile?
Yeah, I mean, that's worth probably at least one right there.
I would say, think so.
I feel like it would be true to loyalty to offer up the shards of the dragon staff. It's broken, but it's still a collectible.
Oh my god, is that the dragon's, that's shards of the dragon staff?
That used to be the dragon staff.
Oh, that's kind of
Or
cool.
it was the one that he kept in his tower for personal use.
Oh, okay. But broken, but you know, still interesting for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
I think that's probably it.
Oh, and then the meth. All magic meth, right?
Well, does anyone want to keep those vials from Melf's ninth level?
The ninth level spell? Gak is still, like, I think he still has that spell available.
No, I'm not I don't know what you're talking about.
You look like a little mini Venom.
Oh,
Which one did he take? The yellow one?
Vampiric Touch, ninth level.
Oh, the black one?
He took the black one.
It's crazy ridiculous. It's gonna save my life one day.
Yep.
Okay. All right, you guys are turning a new leaf and turning over all the other magic meth?
If no one wants it, yeah, go for it.
We'll come back for that.
Okay. All magic meth? Okay, all right, so let me just take a tally. She kind of swims over and, like, kind of, like, she's big, like, pokes her head up onto the peninsula and is kind of looking and sniffing everything and says, okay, you got the wallet chain, we got the little plus two toothpick, you know, the little speed dagger. Oh, another dagger. Oh, this one's cool. The dagger binding. Oh, lots of daggers, you know. Okay, I see how you guys roll. Immovable rod, more like a pocket boyfriend, you know what I'm saying? No. And a hand, okay, handgun. She, like, cocks it and, like, boom! All right, working. Spring of Spell Turning? Oh, okay, that looks nice. And then the shards of the dragon.
I thought I'd
staff.
Hold on to the bullet.
Oh, I think you left one in the chamber.
Whoops.
Well, okay, well, it's empty. Okay, handgun unloaded. I think this is more than enough. This is more than suitable to meet my needs. I think if you all just walked out of here today and you never returned, she looks at the magic meth, I could definitely sell that for a big profit. So I think we're good. If you all just would push all of this into, just push it on over, I will go and get the rest of your keys. Hold on. And she kind of sinks down into the poison.
She already gave us the one. She already gave us the one, right?
Correct.
Based off of what we know, this is sidebar or group chat. Based off of what we know of the previous key that we already have, does it like detect magic? Is there a way to verify what it is? And is the one that she gave us legit?
Okay.
Is there a way to like make sure it's actually what it is?
Gundren would probably be able to tell you. He's an expert rocksmith. He had the other key in his possession for pretty much his entire life, so he at least knows what would be comparable.
Satch, can you get Gundren?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hold on. And then they, like, go down and, like, pull him out, you know?
Hey, hold on.
Gundren.
Okay. All right. There we go. Okay. Oh wait, man, you woke me up. What's going on? What do you need? And he's like super sleepy. He's wearing like a nighty cap, like really comical striped pajamas.
Oh, sorry. We need the expertise.
Okay. You want me to look at something?
Yeah. And I just kind of grab him, jump out.
Okay. I already told you your mother was a cow, so zing. All right, well, what do you need me to, jokes aside, what do you need me to do?
I just put him down in front of what we need him to do. I don't know.
I'm not just like a puppy. I'm not like you don't. Oh, okay. Hold on. This is really.
I pat him like, on top of the head.
He's like, hey, man, you can't just put me down and expect me
you're,
to
you're
do
the good boy. Good
and then boy. He notices the rock and he's like, okay, hold on. What is this? And he like picks it up and he starts looking at it. And he says, hey. This is not what we're looking for, guys.
This is not it.
I'm sorry. It's like she just kind of gave you like a little like it looks like just like a gem. But he's like the keys are longer. They're the shape. It's the right shape, but it needs to be longer because it has to go into the wall.
All right. Well, let's not push the treasure in first until we get the first one figured out.
You just hear. Go. Sorry, it's gonna take me a few minutes to find the rest of those keys, honey. Just go ahead and push all that stuff into the poison. We'll get it taken care of.
I'm gonna walk into the water, down in the water.
Okay, you immediately.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, do you touch the water?
Yeah.
Yeah. You start taking poison damage.
I got half of a half still with the neutralized poison.
Okay, 1-6. Half of a half. 5 halved would be 3. Halved would be 2. Take 2 points of poison damage.
Can I see what's under the water?
No, it is murky okay. And cloudy and poisonous.
All right, I'll get out of the water.
Says, what's the hold up? Do you not want to hold up your end of the deal?
Well, this is not one of the keys, the first one you gave us.
Wait.
We called in our expert to evaluate it and make sure that it's the right one. It just doesn't seem like you found the right one. So you may want to look again for that first one.
Oh, okay. Hold on. And you see her like poke up her head above the eyes or her head out of the poison lake. And she kind of looks and inspects the gem that she gave. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. They look all the same to me. Hold on. Want the other ones, and she starts
it's
digging
dark,
down.
Dark and murky down there. I get it. You know, it's kind of.
Yeah,
hard.
No, it's hard to see.
Like
it's hard
an
to
elongated
see.
Elongated key.
Oh, yep, the elongated keys. Okay, here, hold on. I'm digging around. Okay, and here we go. And she kind of like surfaces a little bit, and she's holding these like in her dragony claws. She has these like 6 elongated keys. Which do correspond to the writings that you found in the wizard tower describing the vault door. And Gundren's like, yeah, those look like the right ones. Just I can see it. And she says, I'm just having a hard time getting rid of wanting to give these all away, you know, because he, even though he's a bastard, he did show me the best summer of my life, and he did ask me to kind of protect these and not to give them away.
You'll be strong, girlfriend.
I feel kind of bad if I gave them away, and she starts to like sink down below the waterline. You know, I'm sure you understand. I'm sorry. I can't.
I mean, if it helps, we are part of an organization that's looking to protect these sort of artifacts that he left behind.
Yeah, but I could protect them, and my children could protect them, and that would they could. I'm sorry. I can't. You can take your stuff back. She chucks out the little dagger back to you. You can take it back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've wasted your time. I got swept up in the dream of it all. And like, you know,
your kids cannot eat the keys.
You know, that's true. But again, I'm torn. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I can't help you. Unless you have any other business here, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. You're very nice. You seem very nice. You look like very nice people. There's a good deal you're gonna give me. I'm sorry. I just gotta say no. It's just one of those things.
Is she in dragon form or human form?
She's in dragon form. And she's kind of like dragged herself back out to the island in the middle of the poisonous lake.
Listen, I'm sure you have to understand. It's not, I didn't realize until I was actually about to give them away how sentimental these things are for me, you know? Surely you understand. Sentimental value.
I activate my invisibility and I sneak as a bonus action.
Okay, go for it.
And I'm invisible, so would that be advantage or no?
It would, yep.
Is there anything we can do
25
to change your mind? I mean, there are very powerful forces looking to, like, we're not the only ones looking to hunt this down. And
listen, the only way I could give these up is if Hallister himself came down here. We had a long talk about our relationship and what we meant to each other and what we maybe still do mean to each other. And then I heard from Hallister himself that he didn't want me to watch over the keys anymore. That's what I could. That's how I could give them to
you. It's me, Hallister.
No, I'm kidding. Oh my god, that was really funny. I do appreciate it. And you know, levity is always, you know, you need it in these dark times. But I'm sorry, I can't give them to you. That was very funny, though.
Well, I'm sorry to have wasted your time.
I'm likewise as sorry to have wasted yours. I really thought I was going to be able to get rid of them. You gave me a good deal. I just couldn't do it. It's like I just couldn't do it. Just reminded me too much of him, even good and bad.
And then in the Rarey's, sincerity is going to say, so either we need to go back to Undermountain until we find Hallister, or we're going to need to steal these keys, or fight an ancient green dragon for them.
She went and put the keys back in the water?
Yeah, she just kind of like sunk them into the water.
I don't know.
We saw all of them, right?
Yeah, she held them in her hand, or in her claws, and then retracted them down into the water.
Yeah. I'm going to sneak over to the water's edge and slowly slip into the water and swim down and try and snatch the keys.
Okay. Do you have poison resistance?
I don't have any kind of poison. I have some hit points, though.
Okay. And you said you're going to make a stealth check, right?
Yeah.
And how
and I have a swim speed, and also I have a bonus action. So in swim is generally athletics, which I have a pretty high athletics. Mm-hmm. And my swim speed is, I believe, 30.
Yeah, I'll allow that. How are you getting invisibility again?
The ring. Like I activated it and then dropped to the ground and did a stealth roll.
Gotcha. And the ring is like basically.
Oh, it's a cloak. It's a cloak. Sorry, I have the ring. I don't have the cloak on the for some reason on the D&D Beyond. So I just have the ring on there. And I believe I use an action to activate it.
Okay. And then, that's fine. You are gonna start taking some damage. The bottom of this lake is about 30 feet down. Okay. You will take. Are you swimming all the way?
So
down?
I can get down and back up in the same turn. Probably.
Yeah.
I have the bonus action. So.
Okay. Let's see if you can do this. All right, go down. Give me an investigation check with disadvantage.
Ooh, investigation with disadvantage.
Yep.
Okay. I am wearing the headband. Oh man, I rolled a nat 1. A 17 and a nat 1.
Okay. You take. So you
do
like,
I even? Did I use an inspiration? Did I use an inspiration earlier, or was I gonna use it, but I ended up having an advantage? I can't remember.
Nope.
I know that I had an inspiration. Okay, I'm gonna use it then and re-roll this one. I got a 3 on there, and it's plus 4.
Okay, so 7. So 30 feet down. You basically go down, search real quick, and then rocket back up to the surface with your swim speed, which is going to be a total of gets a d6 for every 10 feet that you move. You go 30 down, 30 up, so that's 66. That's my roller. All right, Satch, you take, when you go searching for that, you take 16 points of poison damage. Dang, that was a lot of ones and twos. And then, what was your stealth check? 25, right?
25 is what I got, yeah.
Okay. Ooh, okay. You hear, okay, that's actually not for swimming. It's not, that's not a guest pool. I would ask.
Is it dark in there?
No, there's the water, the greenish brackish water itself is glowing a little bit.
Okay.
Kind of providing ambient light in the room. But they got a 32 on perception. Yeah. So they knew, they maybe didn't see you.
They rolled for it?
Yeah, they didn't see you because you were invisible, but they know somebody splashed into the water.
Jesus, I would ask you kindly to not swim in my own personal pool if you have not been invited. And I believe, again, I'm sorry that we couldn't work the deal out. I believe that I have asked you to leave, though. Seems only extra rude that you have now jumped into my pool. After I've asked you to leave.
So did I find the keys?
You did not.
Okay.
You'd probably need some more refined way of searching this giant poison pool.
Okay. Can I make a perception, or does it have to be investigation?
I mean, you can make a perception, yeah.
Okay.
As you kind of pull yourself so out it'll of be the just slime a, and look in.
I have advantage on perception checks because of my sentinel shield. And so I will just make a straight up roll if it's disadvantage.
Perfect. Yep.
Yeah, I only got 10.
No, just the water's super murky and super poisonous. So it's maybe like.
Can I take more damage?
I'll give him my. No, inspiration
weren't you just kind of just looking at the water, like looking into the water, not touching it?
I mean, I thought I was in it, still swimming around.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you had jumped out. But if you're still in,
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't have come up without the keys.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then you'll just keep taking damage while you're down there. Luckily, it's not as much.
And you gave me that inspiration though, so I'm going to go ahead and use that real quick.
Okay.
And I rolled over.
All right. So for staying down there, actually, so if you stayed down there, you would have taken that half. So it would have been 7 points of poison on that first dive down. And then if you're staying down there, it's another 3 points of poison damage. And then you're going to keep searching.
So how much altogether did I lose then? So you said the first I got 10. 7 and then 10 the total. Second, so 10 altogether. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll keep looking.
Okay. Take another D6. Give me a perception check, disadvantage or straight roll.
This time I got 15.
15? Do a contested roll to see where they put it. Nope. Unfortunately, you don't find it. You take another 2 points of poison damage.
And can I bonus action stealth each time?
Yeah, give me stealth checks.
That'd be two of them, I think. Nope. And then a nat 20 plus 12, 32.
Okay. What was the nope, though?
The nope was a 5 plus 12, 17.
Okay. All right. So she would have known you're in her lair. She knows somebody's in her water. Sees you on that, or sees at least something moving around in the water on that first one. And then that nat 20, what was your? I mean, I'll allow you
nat 20 plus 12.
Oh, yeah. You beat her by one. She got a 31. So what happens is you're down there searching and you hear, okay, listen, I've asked nicely. You've jumped in my pool and you have not gotten out. I'm no longer asking, and you hear a big old splash as this dragon has entered her body into this pool of water and is rapidly swimming towards your location, Satch, and like in rapid speed. And it's kind of early, but actually, I'm gonna end it there tonight as this dragon is like speeding up to all of you, or up to Satch. Satch, you sense them coming and you're able to hide in the rock and avoid their detection. But this ancient green dragon roars out. It says, "I have told you to leave." And that is where we're going to end off for tonight on Herding Dragons. Don't really want y'all to fight this fight without Smee and loyalty here. So I think we'll go ahead and stop it there for tonight because, quite frankly, you haven't even met her children. So we'll leave it at that.
I was going to have Sincerity Charlie Brown walking back to the portal while Satch was searching.
Well, she's angry either way that you're all still here. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll resolve this.
She was trying to sell it, but she found Satch anyway.
Yep. No. It's dragons are pretty perceptive, and twice as much so in their lair. Good game, everybody, and we'll pick it up next week with the green dragon fight. See y'all next week.
Have a good night, everyone.
Night, everybody.
Night.